Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we're so happy to see you all.
Hi friends, my name is Peter and... excuse me. Today's topic is health.
And our title is Allergy Season. Allergy Season. Peter, do you have allergies?
Actually, no. I was just sneezing, but... many people do have allergies, and that can be in the spring, or it could be a food.
That's right. Well, before we learn more about allergies, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Alex is sneezing a lot. Is he sick? No, but he doesn't feel well. Alex has allergies, and it is allergy season. Alex's allergies really bother him. He's allergic to dust and some types of flowers. Maybe a doctor can help. Taylor has an allergy too, but she has a food allergy. She's allergic to peanuts. They give her a rash.
Thank you, Peter. Well, allergies can be a lot of things, and they can be inconvenient to really serious.
Yes, they can. Many people have allergies. It's very common. Marie, do you have allergies?
Well, kind of. I'm only allergic to dust. Wherever there is dust, I start to sneeze.
Well, I know you have a cat. Do people you know, are they allergic to your cat?
Yes. And before I ever invite anyone over, I tell them I have a cat because I know a lot of people are allergic to cats.
Well, let's get going. Let's look at our keywords for today. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天 Alex 一直在打喷嚏。He is sneezing a lot today. 打喷嚏就是 sneeze.不过他不是感冒，是有点过敏的毛病。He has allergies. 名词 allergy 就是过敏，复数需要字尾去 y 加 ies。最近又到了过敏的季节 ，It is allergy season. 名词 season 就是季节。过敏的问题真的是很困扰 Alex. Allergies really bother him. 动词 bother 就是使人困扰、烦恼的意思。他的过敏源包括灰尘和某些花。He is allergic to dust. 灰尘就是 dust. Taylor 也会过敏，不过他是对花生过敏。She is allergic to peanuts. 花生就是 peanut.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Thanks, Linda.
You're sneezing a lot, Alex. Are you sick? Do you have a cold?
No, I have allergies every spring.
Oh, no. Allergies are no fun. What are you allergic to?
I'm allergic to dust and some types of flowers.
Maybe a doctor can help you.
Alex is sneezing in the office. I hope that he doesn't have a cold.
Bless you.
Thanks. But why did you say that?
You said the words sneeze.
Oh, well, you only say that when someone sneezes.
So what does it mean, bless you?
I don't know. We just say it after someone sneezes. It's the way it is.
Well, is it a rule? Do you have to say it? What if someone keeps on sneezing? Do you wait until they're done? Or what if they sneeze in the middle of the bless you?
Well, it seems like our friend is saying bless you after every sneeze. But that seems a bit too much.I would say it after the first one, or even after the last one.
And if you are the one sneezing, usually you say thank you to the person who says bless you.
Wow, that is very interesting. But what I want to know is why is Alex sneezing so much?
Oh, sneeze.
Peter, are you okay?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the word. It's a silly word, and it kind of sounds like the actual action, too, a sneeze. I want to learn more about this word.
Well, okay, if you say so, we can always go to Christina. She will tell us more about this word, sneeze.
Alex 一直在打喷嚏 ,Linda 说 ,you are sneezing a lot. 我们来看看 sneeze, 打喷嚏这个动词。当一个字里面出现 ee 两个字母的时候它多半都是发长音的 e。我们来看一些例子请你跟我一起念好吗 ?feel, green, peel, teen, meet, need, week,所以看到咯字里面的 ee 通常是发 e 的长音。另外虽然不是所有的但是有很多的 ea 也是发一样的音。比如说 hear, read, meet, week。所以以后看到不认识的字如果它有 ee 或者是 ea 的字母的话你就可以大概猜到该怎么念咯。
Thanks, Christina.So Alex is sneezing. Is he sick? Does he have a cold?
No, I don't think so. But Peter, you just said an important sentence. It's our grammar point for the day. So let's visit Rebecca right now.
Hello, friends. It's time to have some fun. Why? Well, it's time to learn a grammar point.If you want to ask someone if they have something, you can use this grammar point. For example, do you have a pet? Good question. Another example, do you have any money? That's an even better question. Friends, make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, sneezing, coughing, a runny nose...This is when you are sick, right?
Sure. You might start coughing when you are sick. You might sneeze or get a runny nose and red eyes. But actually, Alex is not sick.
So then what's going on?
Alex has allergies. He had it over the spring.
So he is allergic to the season, spring?
Well, just during the spring.Allergies are no fun. What is Alex allergic to anyway?
Well, we learn Alex is allergic to dust and some types of flowers. Oh, now I understand why Alex is sneezing. There are new flowers that are blooming in the spring.
Yes, and there is dust in the air. What is dust?
Well, this covers things after a while in our homes when we don't clean. Dust is kind of...dirty, and it's dry, too.
Yes, it is. Well, before we continue our lesson, let's take a short break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
A lot of people have allergies, and if you do have allergies, there is medicine that you can take. But actually, some people don't like to take allergy medicine. Why is that, Peter?
Well, there is a side effect to some medicines, and allergy medicine especially could make you sleepy. So if you have to work, maybe you can't take this kind of medicine.
Yes, that is very true.Well, let's continue our lesson. Here's conversation B.
I feel so bad for Alex.
Why? Is something wrong with him?
His allergies are really bothering him. He is sneezing a lot.
Well, it is allergy season. A lot of people are sneezing.
Do you have allergies, Taylor?
Yes. I'm allergic to peanuts. They give me a rash.
Oh, be careful.
Alex is not having a good day. He keeps sneezing.
And it is because it is springtime right now. That means the flowers are blooming and there is dust in the air.
And that will make people with allergies start to sneeze. I feel so bad for Alex.
Yeah, I guess that Taylor didn't know about Alex's allergies. She asks, why? Is something wrong with him?
Wrong with someone. This could be talking about being sick.
Yeah, or just something like an allergy.
But Linda can explain to her. His allergies are really bothering him. He is sneezing a lot.
Well, I know it won't bother you if we go to Christina for a moment. Here she is to tell us more about this sentence.
Linda 说 Alex 的过敏真的是让他很困扰。His allergies are really bothering him. 我们来看 bother 这个动词，它在这里是表达某件事让人很困扰，甚至是很烦。如果我们说 let's not bother him, 就表示我们不要打扰他吧，或者是我们不要去烦他。如果有一个人很喜欢跟你讲别人的闲话，你觉得很烦，你可以说 that really bothers me。另外 bother 也可以表达麻烦的意思，比如你到朋友家，对方忙着要准备吃的喝的，你不想要麻烦人家，可以说 please don't bother, 表示请不要麻烦了。这些都是 bother 这个字的用法。
This word bother is very useful in English. It could be about a body part that hurts a little.My eyes are bothering me. My knee is bothering me. Right, Marie? Right, Marie?
Right, Peter!
Right, Marie? Right!
Yes, yes! And it could also be for when someone is being really annoying. Peter is bothering me right now.
Oh, great. Well, so a lot of people are sneezing, and that's bothering them. And...This is because it is allergy season.
We know about the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. But this word season can just mean an amount of time every year. Basketball season, tax season.
They give me a rash.
What? Taxes? Taxes give you a rash?
No, Marie, they give me a rash. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
They give me a rash.
They give me a rash.
那些让我起疹子。
I brought you some flowers.
They give me a rash.
I brought you some peanuts.
They give me a rash.
I brought you some strawberries.
They give me a rash.
And I brought you some allergy medicine.
Oh, how thoughtful.
They give me a rash.
They give me a rash.
那些让我起疹子。
That was a fun calendar phrase. So, does Taylor have allergies too?
Yes, she does. But she is not allergic during a season. She is allergic to food.
What food is she allergic to?
Peanuts. They give her a rash.
Ooh, a rash is not fun. A rash is like a red spot or area on your skin, and it can itch or it can be really sensitive and can hurt a lot.
That's right. Well, peanut allergies...can be very serious, right, Peter?
Yes, I like to eat peanut butter, but I have a friend who even when they smell it, they start to, they can't breathe, and
Ooh.
If they eat it, they could die.
Oh, no, that really is serious.
That means he needs to check his food to make sure there's no peanuts that are in there.
That's right. Well, friends, we learned a lot, and now it's time to review. Let's look at the keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Sneeze. Sneeze. Don't sneeze on the food.
Allergy. Allergy. This allergy makes me feel sick.
Season. Season. I love the holiday season.
Bother. Bother. The cold weather bothers me.
Dust. Dust. There is a lot of dust on the floor.
Peanut. Peanut. Do you like M&Ms with peanuts? Okay, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Thanks, Linda.
You're sneezing a lot, Alex. Are you sick? Do you have a cold?
No, I have allergies every spring.
Oh no, allergies are no fun. What are you allergic to?
I'm allergic to dust and some types of flowers.
Maybe a doctor can help you.
I feel so bad for Alex.
Why? Is something wrong with him?
His allergies are really bothering him. He is sneezing a lot.
Well, it is allergy season. A lot of people are sneezing.
Do you have allergies, Taylor?
Yes. I'm allergic to peanuts. They give me a rash.
Oh, be careful.
Today we talked about sneezing. After someone sneezes, you say, bless you, or God bless you. This is a common English saying. It is used when someone sneezes. Sometimes people sneeze when they are getting sick. So saying, bless you, is like saying, I hope you stay healthy.
Well, now let's talk about some allergy symptoms or things that can happen. Not only sneezes, but other things too. Let's see. We have a picture of some people. Oh, poor them. I see someone who feels itchy, and I see someone with a runny nose. That's when your nose keeps dripping and you have to have a Kleenex or tissue with you all the time.
Yeah. And there is someone with red, itchy eyes. When your eyes are itchy and red, you probably will be rubbing them all day.
Or it could be hard to breathe. There are many different kinds of allergies. Well, you can go to a doctor to learn more about it. Friends, now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. We can watch it together.
Oh! What was that?
Oh, it was me, Ginger.
I'm sneezing.
Oh, no. Are you sick? Do you have a cold?
No, Ginger. I have...
A fever? The flu?
No, I have...
Call the doctor. Call 199. Call Mommy.
I have allergies, Ginger.
Allergies?
Yeah. Yeah, it's allergy season.
No, it's spring.
Yeah, and that's when the allergies bother me. Achoo! I sneeze and I don't feel well.
Oh, no. Well, are you allergic to food, too?
No, I don't have food allergies.
Great!
hungry.
Achoo!
It's Monday. That means it's time for us to answer some questions. Here's question number one. What is Alex allergic to? What is Alex allergic to?
You can find the answer in conversation A. Alex is allergic to dust and some types of flowers. Here's question number two. Do you have any allergies? Explain. Do you have any allergies? Explain. Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I have any allergies? Yes, I do. I have a food allergy. I'm allergic to peanuts. If I eat peanuts, then I get a rash. It's really itchy. Even if I eat something that has peanuts in it, it can also give me a rash. So I have to be careful what I eat. I need to make sure I don't eat any peanuts.
Do I have allergies? Sometimes I have allergies. It makes me really sad. There are some days when nobody needs a super sentence. And that's what I'm allergic to, when nobody needs my help. Does somebody need my help?
Do I have any allergies? Yes, I'm allergic to cats. So I can't really go over to people's houses that have cats, because when I go to their houses, my eyes start to itch and water, and then I start to sneeze. Achoo! Achoo! And it just is very uncomfortable. Achoo! Is there a cat around here? Achoo! Achoo! Oh, man.
Do I have any allergies? Well, I'm very thankful that I do not have any allergies. But I do know a lot of people that are allergic to peanuts, shellfish, cats, and other animals. It's unfortunate. When I was younger, my parents bought me a cat. I named her Kitty. But we had to give her away because my mom was allergic to her. My mom was sneezing and itching all the time. I miss Kitty.
Friends, stay healthy, and we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.